Hello, beautiful people. Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in this beautiful world. Today is Tuesday, and today is another episode of Tactics Box or Tactic Box. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, under the hashtag Tactic Box. Okay, so basically, every Tuesday, I put a podcast about daily tips, advice, and tactics about how to really improve your business, increase your revenue, some tips and advice about design and branding. It's really relevant to you as a person, or if you're like having a business, they really work the same. Today's topic is about how to promote your business on social media. I hope I could cover this in about 10 minutes. I know the topic is too long. Use the hashtag if it's if you wanna like more things or more topics or more episodes related to this topic. Otherwise, I'll be like just putting content, so your interaction is like the map I need to like or the roadway I need to go on, so that I could like give more value to you, ladies and gents. So let's just jump right into the episode. My name is Osama Nijel. I am a self-taught logo designer and branding strategist. And just let's jump right into this episode. So first of all, why do we need to promote our business? Basically, it's because we need more people to be aware of our brand, be aware of our business and the products or services we are trying to like give to the world. How do we really care about them, you know? So if one of my business goals were to like increase revenue, I would have like gone to do two strategies. The first one is to keep the like current customers, of course, and two is to bring new customers. And that's really how can we grow our business and increase our revenue. For the second one, I'm talking about how to bring new ones. You need to like think and put like them. You think like your potential customers. Put yourself in their shoes and like start to think the way they do. That's what we call designers as design thinking or visual thinking or whatever. We like imagine what do they see, feel, hear, and whatever. Then what we do is that we start building a journey for that user to come to us or that customer to come to us, starting from the first time they see us, going to the last item, which is hopefully ultimately is caring and talking about us and referring us to other people. Okay, so promoting is really important as it's the first gateway to this path, which is see or discover. Okay, so the promotion in this digital age is really like affordable. It's better than what it used to be before. Before we used to like have billboards and TV and newspapers and magazines, hotspots, you know, which is really now I'm talking about now, it's really expensive and irrelevant, and like you're putting it there with no outcomes or with no like possible knowledge or analytics about what's going or what happened. Okay, so promotion is really important, and there are a lot of stuff that needs to be done, which are basically I want to like start focusing on having a website. I know it's a little bit silly because I'm expecting like many of you having established websites, but I know a lot of people who are like having businesses, but they haven't thought really of going digital. The concept is a little fuzzy to them, or they cannot really afford to have a website right now, or an IT small department, we can say, to manage the website and the content and the creative there. But what I want to say is that it's totally worth it. People are looking more and more to businesses on search engines, so it's really like worth the effort and the money to go and have a website. As well, having a website means that you're like more professional, I think, according to especially young generations. So if you're one of your audience or your audiences is the youngsters or the teenagers, it's really relevant for you to have a website. The second thing is social media. And as you all know, now half the planet is really on internet, and the, like around 2 billion, I think, or more, I don't have really the numbers, are having or are interacting on social media. And it's and if you haven't already, like been on social media, it's really time to start being on social media, which is really your next way or your next thing to be and to increase your revenue. So how's that done? Well, what can I say? Social media is another topic by itself, as we have more than 80 platforms. We have like six major platforms, and each one has in its own having its own like specifics and its own stories and its own like specifics. So going in detail, each one of them needs more than 10 minutes in an episode, which gives me an idea about how to really increase or how to really show you tactics about how to use those platforms. I know many of you do, but trust me, when it comes to business, there's a whole new level of complexity and how to do stuff. Okay, so I'd like you to, if you care or if you want to know or if you are interested about business or about social media, use the hashtag tactic box. And we can talk, or tell me which social platform you need to hear about or you need to know. Okay, so first of all, I'd like to talk about Instagram, as it's my best platform, basically because it's growing like crazy. It has over 1 billion they I think monthly active users, if I'm not mistaken, which means it's really a huge platform. And currently it has launched the new IGTV. I'm currently thinking of ways to share content there, which is could be the next competitor of YouTube and could like take him out of the how can I say, the dominator of video content. It used to like there used to be stories which are like originally made from Snapchat before Instagram came and killed everything. So what's really important about Instagram is that it's the best platform to have organic reach using the hashtag. So I highly recommend to put content there. Try to have good quality photos and post them there. Use stories where you talk about what's related to your business, like have creative ways on how to really rock there. Using hashtags is also relevant, so I highly recommend to do so. I'm gonna make a whole episode about how to use Instagram. So, this is just an intro, so hang with me, people. The second one is Facebook, and Facebook with no like with no argument is the whole platform or the ultimate platform where people are reaching out day in, day out. They say that one third of the time of the people. One third of the time that people spend on a mobile phone is on Facebook. So I highly recommend that you should like have Facebook page, of course, or Facebook group, both work. And it's really if your audience basically is a little bit mature, like for the age group of 25 until 35 or 45, I think it's the best platform to go. Facebook also, I'm thinking of having an episode about it for business. There's also Facebook ads. It's a whole like advertising on Facebook is really, they have the best ad product that has that ever been made. So learning and spending time on learning Facebook ads is really the best thing you could ever do for yourself and for your business. So I highly recommend that you start going into Google and starting to learn or to teach yourself about Facebook ads. The last one is Twitter. Twitter is the place where you could interact with your customers directly, like where there are no walls between you guys. If you're, especially if your company is like more structured and you have more than 100 employee, whatever, using Twitter could really break those walls and talk to, directly to the customer, which is was not really the case a few years back. And this is gonna give you an opportunity like to know your customers more and care about them, and that really would change everything for you. I wanna talk more about social platforms, each one for an episode, so that's what I'm going to do in the next episodes. If you're interested, use the hashtag, as I said before, TacticBox, TacticBox, on Twitter and on Facebook, or hit me up on social media under Nijlusama. Okay, so one thing I wanted to mention is that if content is king, then context is God. Because people tend like to put content on social media that have no benefit to the end user whatsoever, and that's really what I don't want to encourage you to do, and that's what I really want you to avoid when you're putting content on social media. Like, think about it, if it's not giving value to the end consumer, like avoid to put it there. Okay, and I'm thinking about having more content, so this is really the introduction of this series, and I don't know really, I'm just starting out, so bear with me guys, but I'm liking the process of putting content on audio format. So if you're interested, hit me. Sorry guys, I'm feeling overwhelmed now. I'm very pumped to like talk to the world. It's what I love. So bear with me and tell me results. If you need any advice or tips or anything, hit me up on social media. So thank you guys. See you on the next episode. Thank you. Your attention means the world to me. Like, I'm loving you, okay? And hopefully we could meet in the future. So see you in the next episode.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.